I'm
just going to play this. This is sound from last night's game. Oh, wait, here's the fourth quarter. Yep. And yeah, oh, yeah, that was. And one. Yeah.
Count it. And
count
the foul.
It. And the hoop and the harm. Welcome in. Speaking of Browns, 6:02. It is The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. Chris Landry will join us at 7:35 to talk about other things besides basketball. Sam Amick will join us at 8:05, unfortunately, to talk basketball again.
There's other basketball.
There is. You know what? There is. And Nate, the friendly Nathan Goodyear voice is back.
Yeah.
And, a scale of 1 to healthy, where are you at?
Oh, I'm a 10 out of 10,
Oh,
Dave.
Yeah. Hey, look at you. Back in here like a man
That's
who's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, I fried bacon shirtless this morning. I was feeling so badass. And, oh, hi.
And there she is in Portland, just moments away, just steps away from the Moda Center. It is it's the lovely and talented Katie Christensen. Hello, Katie.
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Hi.
You already started out with a lie.
Dave, I'm going to need you to calm down. I mean, I landed last night, and on the way from the airport to the hotel, I was catching up on Twitter, and I realized that my good friend had lost his freaking mind.
Almost.
I know.
It's still present, partially.
Partially. Oh. Nate and I had a fine conversation about things that had nothing to do with sports earlier.
You had a complete meltdown last night, and I'm assuming that you're still melting this morning.
Well, here's the difference between last night and now, is last night I was normal. This morning I feel all the same ways, but now it's the morning and I'm grumpy, and I have and I don't have my filter.
Did you have your filter last night?
I did, because if I didn't have my filter, I would just express frustration, not just in generalities, but I just start talking about the franchise's ineptitude from ownership on down, how they have absolutely no direction whatsoever, and how the entire arena was taken over by Lakers fans, which is a complete and total embarrassment to everyone. And it was just the worst of all worlds for being 10 games into the season. That's what I would have said last night.
Oh.
I'm not saying that now. I'm just providing an example of what I would have said.
Oh my goodness. Hey Nate, it's very nice to have you back.
Hey, it's
I'm glad
good.
You're feeling better.
It's good to be back and hear you, Katie.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 It's great.
I'm happy.
It's wonderful.
I mean, why not come back for a Friday, right? After an epic Kings collapse.
What I say, Katie, all week. What I say, what we're saying all week long, I said the win in Toronto is great. Hey, New Orleans, no problem. If
if they lose at home to the Lakers, it's going to be complete disaster.
On national television. On the one TNT game all year long. Where Reggie Miller is still picking pieces of Laker jersey out of his throat this morning. Right now as we speak.
I think it's very fair to say, and I was quite shocked, because it's nice to watch a broadcast at home. You know, I'm always working them. I never get to sit and just watch a Kings game. So it was disgusting that was basically a Lakers broadcast.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, I mean, be fair to Reggie. Like, it doesn't matter who the teams are. He's generally pretty awful.
No, yes. I'm not. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Reggie's talking with marbles in his mouth all the time. But no, I'm talking about everything from the booth to the, you know, sideline reporting. Every single report was on the Lakers. It was bizarre.
Yeah, sideline reporter lady really turned me off when she called Vlade. Yeah, and Kings general manager Vlade Divac. What?
Yeah.
Divac? That's a new one.
I don't get mispronunciations. It's right. Like, you get the guide before the game. It's right there. All you got to do is look it up. If it's even remotely confusing to you, it's right there.
Well, and even if it's not in the media guide, which I'm not actually sure going through, because I get, you know, the game notes every game. I'm not sure if Vlade's pronunciation is in the media guide, but it's really easy. There's plenty of people that you can ask, hey, I just want to double check on the pronunciation.
Right.
And Vlade has been around for, I don't know, a long time.
Yeah. People Vlade's know that.
Well, and he Divac. Used to be a Laker, so I'm shocked that they didn't know it.
Well, come on. Listen, like, they don't really know that much about the Lakers. They're just honking them.
They
it's
are.
Not, it's not like they're like Lakers beat people. They just, you know.
No. Well, that was that actually that almost the makes sideline it worse. Reporter. Yeah, that was actually the sideline reporter for the Warriors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why don't they have you do it?
You're better than she is. Oh, you're very kind.
You are.
I, you know what, Dave? There's a lot of factors that go into this.
Yeah. Do you need me to be your agent? I'll do it.
No. You know, it has a little bit to do with recognition, and she works for a very recognizable team.
Okay. Well, that's true. So the Kings are holding you down. I get that. Jeez.
Jeez, Katie.
I did not say that.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I don't care if Reggie Miller was French kissing Jeannie Buss on the air last night. That, and I understand that part of this is I recognize it when I'm tweeting it. It's just it's fantastic Sacramento Kings fan persecution complex, and nobody plays into that more than I do. I'm the world champion of feeling persecuted, but there's kind of a reason for that, and that massive insecurity that I and others have of being the redheaded stepchild of the NBA, the redheaded stepchild of California, the redheaded stepchild or brownheaded stepchild of the Lakers. And let's just be real honest. Here's what happened last night, and guys, just correct me if I'm wrong. The Lakers came in, a team that was winning championships or damned close to it when this Kings team started sucking over the last decade. During the last decade, whereas the Kings, and give them this, they've been consistent, have just consistently been a laughing stock. The Lakers went from championship contender to horrific rebuilding team. And what I learned last night is the Lakers are now further along on the road of rebuilding than this Kings team. So what it really is kind of what it's really reminiscent of is if you're out running track, you got to run a mile, and you start out and you get halfway through that mile, and Fred over there was eating Oreos and scratching himself for the first two laps. And then when you're halfway through the second lap, Katie, Fred passes you. He's already done three laps. That's Kings fans and that organization got lapped at home by the Lakers with their phenomenal young coach, with their great young core, with their energy, their drive, their heart that they showed in front of national TV. And then we had to watch drunk ass schmedium Kobe Bryant jersey wearing double fisted beer while cell phone on his shoulder, screaming fan on national TV, raising his glasses and turning around to the near sparse Golden One Center crowd. Great new arena, same crap team. Did I say anything that was a lie there?
Nate, we kind of had this conversation yesterday, and I tried to make a little bit of sense of things with Dave, because you can't really argue with anything he just said, can you, to a certain degree?
Well, no, but I thought he ignored the stellar performance by the big 1.5 last night, DeMarcus Cousins and Rudy Gay, and whoever the third person's supposed to be.
Wasn't Ben McLemore, yeah. He was watching a movie.
So I know we're going to get into things. Yeah, it was a horror film, actually. I know we're going to get into things in depth in terms of this matchup and kind of what happened last night. After the first half, I was like, how about those Kings, man? They looked good. They're up by 19 points at one point. But, you know, Nate, there's a reason that the Lakers are going to have a really quick turnaround season in terms of last year when they were really, really bad. Mm-hmm. They had this talent on their team last year. They wasted an entire season saying goodbye and, you know, just absolutely kissing Kobe Bryant's ass. So it's not like this team was as bad as their record indicated last season.
No, that's a great,
point. They had a ton of young talent. Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, that got clouded a lot by the fact that they were still letting Kobe hoist up as many shots as he wanted. That's No, that's an excellent way to look at it. I hadn't really considered it that way. But
the one thing that I would build on what you said, Katie, is you said they wasted last year doing this. I think it was the equivalent of Aaron Rodgers carrying a clipboard is what it was. I don't know that it was a waste at all.
Well,
I think
they got Brandon Ingram out
of it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's what I was going to say as well. But there was Luke Walton, you guys.
What a good way to tank. Right? Yeah, just to let a Hall of Famer go out on his own terms. Like, I spent all last year ripping that, and now the Lakers are going to be good, damn it. And the Kings are still, well, it's one game, but they look pretty aimless. I mean, who's the on-court leader? Who's the person that keeps these collapses from happening? You can only do so much from the bench if you're Dave Yeager. You got to have a guy in a jersey that's getting in people's asses and making sure this stuff doesn't happen. Right?
Crickets.
No, I understand, and we're going to – oh, my goodness. I feel really bad that I'm not there to console both of you now, because I feel like this is a day where I would have to talk both of you off the ledge. So I'm going to do my best all the way from Portland try and calm some things down, both for you and fellow Kings fans who I know probably share a lot of the same sentiments.
Let me ask you this, and Katie, I love you more than life itself, and I see where you're coming from, and you are oftentimes the voice of calm. What is possibly motivating you to want to talk anyone off the ledge? I'm honestly asking, what is wrong with us just saying this is crap? And everybody is stupid, and this is embarrassing, and I'm tired of getting kicked in the balls every single year by this franchise that I love so much.
Well, my friend, we've got plenty of time to get into that. I'm assuming this is our music to go to break right now.
I love it, Matt. Keep it up. You know what? Text line at 44-1140. Text in. Not that I don't trust Matt's DJ ability, but hell, what are the saddest, most depressing songs? Mozart's Lacrimosa, that's a hell of a song.
I got a playlist on Wikipedia going right
now.
There
you go. Oh, wow. Find a playlist that says breakup songs or something that just has horrific.
Then we'd get Avril Lavigne and Taylor Swift. We don't want that. Mm.
Well, the problem is with this song is it got ruined by mean tweets because I just start laughing whenever it comes on, but I get the point.
It's a very sad thing to me that you are on the ledge after game 10 of the season.
I'm not on the ledge, Katie. I am.
No, I said you're off the ledge.
Oh, off the ledge, yeah.
I think you're off the ledge.
I'm the dude in the white suit, Frank Nitti in the Untouchables, after Kevin Costner pulled him off, just wailing his arms in the air, waiting to crash into the Model T's roof. But that's fine. We'll continue that.
We're good.
Yeah, hey, that's fine. Boy, what a week. All right. Katie is in Portland. We are here. We are your, I want to say consolers in chief. No, we're with you, though. The whole damned way. Morning Brew is next. We'll break down all the stupid things we're going to talk about today right here on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK. 30-16 Kings after one. They were outscored 85-61 over the next three quarters. Welcome into The Drive. Four down territory coming up later with Chris Landry and Sam Amick. And in the next segment, we'll talk about some actual good news here in the Sacramento sports area. First off, before we get through Morning Brew, want to say, should have said this in the first segment, despite all the garbage we're going to talk about today that's going on, happy Veterans Day. God, I hate people who say that. It is Veterans Day, and I guess happy in the sense that you can be happy and tip your cap to all those that have served now and before, and there, a lot of you are off today. And even if you're on work like we are, with all the stuff going on in the country this week, I think we can all, one thing we can unite on is thank you to all for the service you gave and the sacrifices to our country.
Cheers to that, David.
Thank you. I am the biggest, if not the biggest, I'm certainly in the conversation of DeMarcus Cousins homers in this entire city. And part of it is because he is so volatile, and I've picked a side and I'm there. But I am not... I am not just stupid with my fingers in my ear. Guys, we'll talk about the game later. We got to get down to the rest of this, and I'm rambling. DeMarcus Cousins at the end of the game and Julius Randle, who are both Kentucky Wildcats, went head-to-head. And I don't know what was said, and I don't know how friendly it was, how much of it was banter, whatever. But I do know this. Julius Randle and his friends came in, and they punked DeMarcus Cousins and his teammates in front of their home crowd. Laker fans came in here, and they punked Kings fans in their arena. And those two things to me are completely, they are inarguable, Katie. They got punked. So you can talk all you want, but you guys got punked.
I know that you're upset, Dave.
Am I wrong?
Again, I see where you're coming from. I'm not as far off the ledge as you are. I mean, it's upsetting to see a team absolutely dominate in two quarters and then come back and either lose all fire or feel like, oh, we've got this one in the bag, and not come out focused in the second half, or to see that a coach turns around and makes adjustments at halftime that is able to completely disrupt a game plan and the trajectory of a game for another team. So there's a lot of things that happened in this game.
Did they get punked? Well,
I don't think they got punked.
Okay. Nate?
I think so.
I know, but you guys do.
I'm going to give you guys three options here, and you tell me if the games were only one half long, which team would have the better record right now? The Sacramento Kings, the Cleveland Browns, or the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, I know right now the Kings have a better record than all three of them. But Luke Walton, to Katie's point.
Good team effort. Five guys in double figures for the Lakers.
Yeah. Spread the ball around. Unselfish basketball. Great.
Here's the thing, though. They have great players on that roster that were there last year that sure. Byron Scott refused to use. He doesn't like Nick Young. He went with young guys and Kobe. So you had Jordan Clarkson sitting on the bench. You had Lou Williams. Come on. These guys are phenomenal players.
We got a whole segment next to talk about this. Let's get to second down of Morning Brew.
Well, there is some good news in Sacramento. Hopefully this gives you the warm and fuzzies, Dave. The Sacramento City Council members approved the final environmental impact report and development agreement for a 244-acre site north of downtown. Last night, it's going to include a Major League Soccer stadium seating almost 20,000 up to 10,000 homes and a medical campus for Kaiser Permanente. So, you know what? Does that make you feel a little bit better?
Nice. I like it's soccer.
It's a big thing for Sacramento.
Yeah.
Listen.
Nate.
The Republic franchise so far, an organization led by a friend of the show, Kevin Nagel, guys like Kunal Merchant, who were vital in the whole Kings saga, and the entire team that they have amassed there, they are smart. They are organized. They have a plan. They are together in what they do, and they are successful in just about every facet of that franchise. It's going to be nice to have that here in Sacramento, Nate. What?
Dave.
What? Nah, I'm just saying it's a great addition to the sports scene.
It is. Really is.
Yeah, okay. All right. Number three. Oh, there's a highlight, Nate. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was also a highlight for number two. I missed that one.
Bill Belichick not interested in
Seattle
discussing President-elect Donald Trump.
Seattle
is what he's interested in because the Patriots and the Seahawks are playing one another in New England, and that's the game that highlights this weekend's slate, even though the Patriots are 7.5-point favorites.
They are. It's a rematch of that Super Bowl. I read something the other day.
The most satisfying Super Bowl in recent memory.
It was fantastic. Mm. I think it's the
even if it was the Patriots.
The Seahawks have been on the 1 yard line, have run I think 11 plays from the 1 yard line since that Super Bowl, 10 runs, one pass, and zero turnovers since. I don't know. Seattle certainly has shown some issues, including last weekend in their loss. It'll be interesting because the Patriots now, Tom Brady's on fire, Katie, and these teams are going to be after each other. It's almost one of those throw the records out game. This is big boy football.
Yeah, we can talk about how badly Seattle's offensive line is performing, and on the flip side, how good Russell Wilson is in spite of that. But seriously, the last time these two teams faced each other was that Butler, you know, Super Bowl saving, you know, play for New England. So there's, when you have that history and all of that, you know, it's going to become a very interesting matchup.
There are a lot of good games though.
There are.
I mean, really, there are. Atlanta and Philly. How about Chicago and Tampa Bay, guys?
Hey, how about the Niners and the Cardinals?
Oh man.
Look out for that one.
Dallas at Pittsburgh.
You know why
that
game is so great? Why I'm looking forward to that game so much? Mm. Because I've got like three players for the Cardinals on my fantasy team. So I'm like, thank you, 49ers.
Interesting test for the Cowboys going into Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger. Tell you this much, last night's game.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not saying. I'm not saying Dallas is
I don't know if he's being facetious.
No,
I think
it's a nice test. They're going into Heinz Field. Ben Roethlisberger's playing. Pittsburgh is favored in this game. This is a test for the Cowboys. Certainly, I would have rather taken all my clothes off and slid down a giant razor blade into a pool of alcohol. Yeah. Then watched the game last night. I would have rather slammed my tongue in a car door, but we're going to talk about it next on The Drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.
Seriously?
I don't know why it's making me laugh. If you're wondering why.
Is this the real one, though? It's not the recorder.
This is not Katie's.
No, it's not Katie's high school recital.
You guys. Jeez.
Hey, coming up next week on the show, this is kind of exciting, and I want to say this publicly, which means we have to do it now. Apparently, our two tech people, Matt George and Kevin Sherritz, who also happen to be, Kevin's our boss, and happy birthday yesterday to Kevin. You missed it, Nate. Thanks a lot.
Did we have cake or something?
We did. A lot of cake, strippers, the whole thing.
I don't really like cake.
Nate was supposed to be the stripper.
Great point right there, the big bearded stripper. Apparently, and I want to remind you, by the way, Chris Landry coming up at 7:30, Sam Amick at 8:05. We got a pair of UFC tickets, I think, to give it. Nope, we don't have any UFC tickets to give away, but the Barefoot Woman of the Game's coming up. We got a lot of stuff planned over the next 2.5 hours. After the show, we will go into our office area. We will record our promos for the show. We will record commercials that we have to do. A lot of stuff we throw down. Well, apparently these two guys have been keeping the outtakes and putting them in a folder.
Oh, no.
Katie, it's funny because I got a phone call yesterday that you had an especially fun session yesterday.
I did.
And these have all been saved.
Matt,
oh, you do? Matt says he has it.
Give me 30 seconds here.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not the person you want to cross.
Hey, listen.
But I'm going to be back.
Here's the thing. We're all guilty. Nate had a great one, I guess, last week. These are uncut, uncensored, other than throwing a bleep in there.
I was going to say, they better.
Yeah, there's some bleeps that'll be in some of them. But I guess they've just been saving how horrible we are.
Awesome. That's good.
Let me please just tell Nate what happened yesterday. Nate, obviously, I'm going to be on vacation next week. I had to record 5 different spots for Cal Fit.
Yes.
And that's kind of hard to do because I kind of make them up every day based on what's going on in my life. Uh-huh. So to make 5 up all at once, like, there was plenty of outtakes there, and none of them were unbleep worthy.
I can imagine. Well, you know, Katie, you can write scripts for those.
No, that's not how I roll.
All right.
Hang out with
you. I don't have any talking points. I have nothing other than to talk about my experience. So it's kind of weird when you're doing 5 of them in one day.
I see you almost every day next to me flittering away like a 1950s secretary on that Apple writing like NFL notes and upcoming games this weekend. But, you know.
1950s secretary.
Hang out with KHDK at Cheater Sports Bar. That's today, 1:30 to 2:30, 3221 Folsom Boulevard in Sacramento. Come by to win Bon Jovi tickets.
Oh, yeah.
For more information, go to KHDK.com. Let me read a text here from the 925. You know, Katie is right. He's got to pause right there. I hate the Lakers as a forever Warrior fan, but I'm a Kings fan, too. Okay, so everything from now on is completely inadmissible for this guy.
stop.
I wonder if he has one of those hats split down the middle.
Did they make those for Kings and Warriors?
I don't think so, and we were having this conversation.
So those teams have never been good at the same time.
Nate, you missed yesterday for a couple of really bad reasons. We had two separate conversations going on at once, and I won't say with who to protect them, but it was the normal cast of characters. One was STDs ranked on which ones you'd want and not want the most. But
my God.
Katie, you were there for that.
I walked in on that, unfortunately.
The second one, which is great, was like worst combined hat jerseys you could possibly think of. So, yeah, Kings, Lakers. Like, imagine that. Like, a half Kings, half Lakers hats. Red Sox, Yankees, of course.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm pretty sure, like Duke basketball
and the Patriots.
Yeah, Duke, yeah, right? Or Make America, I'm With Her. Like, that one would be awesome.
See,
like,
I'm pretty sure both of these conversations, Nate, just so you understand how the heck they got on the conversation of sexually transmitted diseases.
No, I'm
just
wondering. I need a lot of context for that.
All of those conversations were started, I think, following election discussion.
Yeah, it was. We were trying to get off of it. Real quick, Matt has something for us. Go ahead, Matt. Roll tape there, buddy.
Oh, no.
All right, I'll save it for next week. Hold on. I hadn't heard this yet.
Wow.
Oh, we needed that so badly. Needed that so bad. That's the first time I've laughed in a long time.
Oh, man.
Katie, you're a criminal.
You know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so this is all the incentive I need to learn how to do this on my own.
So I'll finish this text here. Matt, keep that handy. Katie is right. I hate the Lakers as a forever Warrior fan, but I'm a Kings fan too. I noticed the Lakers had some players that were watchable when unwatchable Kobe was not glued to the ball last year. We were embarrassed, sure, butt kicked, pounded, but punked, to me, punked means to beat me up, to get laughed at, and to take my girlfriend. I didn't see the game. Maybe they were. Thanks. Sincerely, CJ, typing while driving. Well, first, let me just offer CJ, please don't type and drive. Be safe out there. Secondly, I feel like that's exactly what happened. Proverbially, the Lakers came in. They beat up the Kings in the second half. They took their girlfriend in front of all their friends, and Lakers fans came in. And I want to be very careful here. Seriously, guys, because I had a family thing last night. I was sitting on my couch in the comfort of my own home watching the game, and I am not calling out Sacramento Kings fans that paid their hard-earned money to go to the game and do what they did. Fans can fan however they want, and I'm pretty protective of Kings fans. But when somebody says the Lakers took over Golden 1 Center last night on national TV, that sure as hell exactly what it sounded like on the television. When you had the game ops playing the dun-dun-dun-dun organ recording, and instead of Sacramento, what I heard through the television in the fourth quarter was, let's go Lakers. That's what I heard. I heard Laker fans being loud. I talked to a couple people that were at the game last night in media. Apparently at the beginning of the game, when they did the whole glow stick thing, Laker fans were tossing their glow sticks at the back of Kings fans' heads. I heard,
what?
Yes, that's rude. Yeah, it is rude.
Is that confirmed?
Heard it from two separate people that I trust.
Really?
That did not talk to each other. These were two separate phone calls, and they both brought them up independently. And at one point, one of them went to security, and they took care of the situation. Now, and by the way, I'm not calling out Golden 1 security or anything like that either. You can't control all these dumbass fans. But what happened last night, let's just be very clear on it. Very clear on it. The Kings completely fell apart in the second half. The younger, less experienced team came in on the road, made adjustments at the half, and they punked the Kings. When it came to the fans and the fan experience, Kings fans had to sit there and deal with, for most of the entire night, they had to deal with Laker fan out-louding them, out-chanting them at times, and an earful of garbage from them. That's what happened last night. And it's not, and there's not an iota of blame on the fans there. That's the product. Yes, Katie, sorry.
I kind of feel, Dave, like this is about to be a little bit of like a therapy session. And I'm not talking about where I'm the therapist. I'm talking about where we're all in this together. This is the time where I say, I disagree with you, Dave, and this is why.
Okay.
Because I felt that the Kings came out and did a really, really good job in the first half.
They did.
Then Luke Walton and the Lakers went in at halftime after getting their butts handed
sure.
to them and embarrassed on national TV in the first half. They made adjustments. Now, when you look at the game, Dave, and actually like what transpired on the court in the second half, I felt the Kings got open looks. I thought that their offense, where it stagnated at times, they still had open shots that normally they hit a decent clip of. They could not throw a rock in the ocean in the second half. Okay? And the exact opposite happened with the Lakers. They got hot. They had several shooters that absolutely started to go off. The one thing that really bugged me in the second half, I felt that the Kings did a very poor job of defending pick and rolls. And that is when the Lakers got hot. So can we look at like the actual facts of what happened on the court and take away like kind of the emotion of you hating the Lakers and blah, blah, Kings fans, we're so persecuted. It's so awful.
Yeah, we can all
can
just
we take that away
the
for a moment?
They stink and
yeah,
blew
we can,
it in the
we
second
can,
half.
We can focus that they choked. If you want to go that way, we can focus on the fact that the Kings choked in the second half. That's a better way of putting it on national TV.
That is not what I said.
I'm sorry. It must have been the wind from the open hangar doors that was only affecting the Kings side. I mean, you know, all those times that the good teams like the Spurs and Clippers and Cavs, they go cold in the second half. That's just getting tight. That's like when the Kings choked in Game 7 in 2002. They choked. That was one of the biggest choke jobs in sports history. It was Game 7 of 2002. Oh. We don't talk about that enough. That's what happened last night. One team was too young and dumb to worry about it. The other team was worried about losing their girl. That's what happened. They were too busy. They choked.
Lord.
We'll take a break. Come back. Hey, you know what? It doesn't all suck here locally when it comes
to
sports.
Nate.
See you around, Katie.
The MLS is coming. A major hurdle has been lifted. We'll talk about what that means next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Welcome back to The Drive. Hey, here's a bit of good news. Jimmer Fredette just finished up his game in China.
Like just now? This is breaking?
This is about a half an hour ago. 51 points.
Yeah.
10 boards and 6 assists.
10 boards, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was reading it to Nate off the air. I said, okay, well, that kind of, you almost don't want to read that stat because that makes it all the more faker.
What was his game high ever in the NBA with boards?
52.
Oh, no, with
three?
Boards. Yeah, maybe.
Three?
Well, hey, you know what? Hassan Whiteside,
yeah.
Jimmer Fredette.
I know.
Pretty much the same thing. Let's get to a call real quick before we get
to the phones.
Don't start, Matt. Here's Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Morning.
Hey, so you guys were talking about the half and half jersey and hat.
Yes.
Well, I got one. It's got to make the list, but I don't think it exists because usually those are fans that like both teams, and I don't think there's a fan base that likes both these two teams, and it's got to be Ohio State and Michigan.
Oh, my God. That would be that would be a phenomenal half and half.
There has to be some sort of, like, husband-wife coupling out there.
I saw a story on it. Ugh. Yeah, I saw a story on that a few years back about that, and yeah.
Ugh.
It happens.
Hey,
it happens.
Congratulations to the Sacramento City Council as they have approved the...
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, good for them. They have approved the final environmental impact report development agreement. 244 acres north of downtown. That happened last night. The highlights, of course, a Major League Soccer stadium seating just under 20,000, up to 10,000 homes. You're going to get a Kaiser, a hospital out there, 1.2 million square feet. And 3.8 million square feet of office space, museum, shops, 1,100 hotel rooms, geez, and 34 acres of parks and open space. $226 million soccer stadium, spearheaded by the Republic, of course, owned by our friend Kevin Nagel and his friends. MLS Commissioner Don Garber has been briefed on the process. Nagel said the stadium passes. Another milestone on the road to MLS. So it's coming. I mean, listen, there's no breaking news there as far as MLS. It is coming. It's just a matter of when. There are whispers, and granted, whispers. I mean, I'd give this a 5 to 10% chance that because Miami is so far behind the eight ball right now, that the way the Republic are going, they might even sneak in as early as 2018. But by the end of this decade, there will be MLS soccer in Sacramento, Katie.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but not only have the MLB owners or what have you not, they've already met, and this is a topic where they're discussing where the expansion is going to take place, but they're meeting again in December to continue discussions. But isn't the one reason why Sacramento is maybe so far ahead of other places looking for expansion? Because they already have the renderings and all of the environment plans and everything that goes in to building a stadium. They already have all of that done, which is like way further along in the process than any of these other cities.
Yeah, it's very true, Katie. And while Miami and David Beckham are still trying to nail down their site and nail down all the environmental things and the funding and everything to go with it, they're not even there yet. Over here, these guys are ready to put shovels in the ground and start building a 20,000-seat stadium. Right. When you combine that, consider this. By 2020, you're going to have the Golden 1 Center and all of that development complete. You're going to have this thing mostly complete. I mean, you even got Rivercat Stadium, Raleigh Field, just right across the bridge. My God.
They're going to be housing the A's soon.
Yeah, very good. And here's what Nate has to say about that.
Uh-oh.
That's you doing.
You're just laughing at me.
That's you doing. That's Nate. We have outtakes we're playing in their entirety next week. Katie, feel a little bit better. That was Nate trying to do a promo. Well, Matt, you run that again.
You know what?
See, Nate's a headphone thrower.
Oh. That's fantastic.
Oh, it
that's
is.
Fantastic.
Nothing better than our failures.
That's and, like I straight up do the overhead soccer style toss.
You did.
Too.
Yes, Katie.
Hey, Nate.
Hey,
did you,
Katie.
Did you know that you can write those out before you record them?
The promo's
wow.
been a waste.
All right, the Kings lost last night, but it was much Katie. More than just a loss. Other things I would rather do than watch last night's game over again. I'd rather staple lunch meat to myself with a staple gun and then dive into a pond of piranhas.
You don't even need the lunch meat. Just dive into the pond.
I would.
Well, you could just take it easy on yourself and go with fall asleep at the end of the first half.
There you go. I'll steal this from Weird Al Yankovic. I'd rather clean up all the bathrooms in Manhattan with my tongue.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Dave.
I'd rather watch my parents make out. Yeah. Yeah, I'd rather do that.
Well, that's a no-brainer. Your parents are hot.
Yeah, good point right there. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate that one. Start thinking. In fact, we'll take it from the text line as well at 44-11-40. Things you would rather do than have to watch a replay of last night's game. 44-11-40 on the text line. We'll read the best ones. We got you started over here. And, well, the only thing better than watching the game is talking about it. We'll do that next and try to find out what went wrong as Katie continues to try to calm us down right here on your home of the Kings. And your proud home of the Kings. Let's be clear. We're fans. This is all from a place of love.
Kings.
Sports 1140 KHTK. I miss that jingle.